Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Welcome to the jungle. Make sure you follow the Devil's Advocates on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio. And if you miss any of this fine program, you want to go back and relive it all, go to darnwi.com for podcasts and interviews.
I don't even think that's our URL, but you're close. You're close.
darnwi.com. I got it.
Bill Press, our fine guest. We're always close in horseshoes and hand grenades, Bill.
Close enough.
How you doing, man? Appreciate you sticking around. Bill, I know that the January 6th hearings are over, but the headlines have continued. But I think the American people were captivated in some way, shape, or form. I mean, the rating's pretty damn good. 17 million watched the most recent primetime hearing. Bill, did it just push the polls farther in the corner?
I'll tell you what I think the January 6th committee hearings have done. First of all, they've awakened the American people. I think they've made the case against Donald Trump. And I think they have scared the crap out of the Republican Party, because it's clear right now that this was not some spontaneous riot. This was planned. This was organized. This was directed by Donald Trump himself. But
they've always known that, Bill. They were in the room. They were calling the man. They're calling Mark Meadows saying, do something. Yeah, you know, Mike Pence was the response.
Yeah, but they thought they could get away with downplaying that and lying about it. And this committee, I got to tell you, I believe they're the most effective congressional committee hearings in our lifetime. For one thing, they were produced by a television producer who knows what the hell he's doing, right? If you've got primetime television, you don't let these jerks just grandstand and talk and bicker back and forth. This committee was disciplined. You know, they chose who was going to take the lead, and the rest of them sat there and just shut up. How many times does that happen on a congressional committee?
Never, because it's never. It's right. Never like that. There's always a Jim Jordan in the room, a Scott Perry in the room. And, well, you know, it was a real strategic blunder to basically abandon representation for any Trumpsters, because there's been no counter narrative, Bill.
Let me tell you, you know why? Because Kevin McCarthy is an idiot, a total idiot. He's the dumbest person ever close to being speaker, you know, in the history of the United States Congress. Yeah, you know, we know what came down. That he appointed a guy to make a plan to how we're going to address it. And they came up with this plan for this bipartisan commission, equal number of Republicans and Democrats, put together by John Katko, Republican from New York, at the request of Kevin McCarthy. And McCarthy said, okay, we're going to I don't want that. We're going to reject it, right? So then Nancy Pelosi says, okay, we'll have a select committee. Give me the names of the Republicans you want on it. And he puts up Jim Jordan. He's going to take his jacket off and then flail around, and he's just a nut.
He'll end up as a defendant. I mean, him and Matt Gaetz and Scott Perry and so many of them. How can you serve on a committee investigating your crimes?
Right. And I think the other guy was Banks or whatever his name was, right? So then Kevin McCarthy says, oh, no. If I can't have Jim Jordan, then we're not going to have anybody on it, idiot. Even Donald Trump now says that Kevin McCarthy made a big, big mistake. So that gives Nancy Pelosi free ride, select committee. She brilliantly puts Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger on the committee. And Liz Cheney's run the show. I mean, she's been great. You got to give her credit.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates, our pal Bill Press, sticking around for just a few more minutes. Bill, lots of other investigations going on. Fulton County, Georgia, Fani Willis down there. Some news coming out of there as well. Subpoenas, there's lots going on. What are your thoughts on that particular investigation and the grand jury proceeding?
I think it's a race. I think it's a race between the DA of Fulton County and Merrick Garland. And you know what? She may win this race. I think she's got a bigger pair of balls than Merrick Garland, and she doesn't seem to be. She's not tied up in the Washington politics, right? Oh, we can't go too fast because people will think we're political. I mean, she's gone, man, and she is putting the subpoenas out widely. Members of the, I mean, Lindsey Graham, right? So senators here, members of the legislature down there. I think it's still a question mark about Merrick Garland. She will file charges, and I think she'll file charges against Donald
Trump. I might take that action. Also, state of New York, Tish James, haven't heard a lot. Trump and the kids were supposed to testify. Then mom fell down the stairs, and then, you know, we're in grieving, and we haven't heard anything really about that since. What's your sense of that? And, of course, the Manhattan DA, Briggs, seems to have slowed down a bit. What are your thoughts?
I think the new Manhattan DA is just is a wimp. Right. I mean, they had a strong case going there. And for some reason, which I don't understand, he basically walked away from it. Huge mistake, I think, on his part. First of all, for the sake of justice, a huge mistake. For his political career, a huge mistake. But Tish James, you're right. We haven't heard much about her, but she's also tough as nails. And she hasn't given up. A little hiatus now, you know, so we can all mourn Ivana. But she'll come back.
Bill, if Trump is indicted, do you think he will try to inspire violence, inspire an uprising, a revolution, if you will?
Huh. Look at January 6th. He'll stop it.
Right.
Of course he will. And he'll claim he's a political victim. Oh, that's new. Yeah.
Bill Press, our good friend. Hey, have you dropped the podcast yet this week, Bill?
Podcast this week is with Bobby Lewis from Media Matters for America, and it's all about the One America Network, OAN. Oh, man, the crap that they put out. Yeah. And they are about to go almost off the air because Verizon is dropping them as of Sunday, this weekend. Yeah.
That's our friend Bill Press. Bill, always great to see you, man. Hope you're well. Folks, time for you next. What's that, Bill?
Okay, talk to you again soon. Thank you, guys.
Right on, Bill. Thanks, brother.
More Devil's Advocates on the other side. More of the callers. We'll take the calls. 844-967-2789. The happy hour rolls on.
Folks, let's get to work.